Dan. Where are you? Dan.
You. Yep, I'm here.
This is show 63.
Let's drop some knowledge. Let's get intellectual with the violins.
It could be pretty intense. It could be epic.
It.
That was mini track number one, huh?
Yeah. We've got a series of very short songs for you all today.
This could end up being a really short show.
But, you know, I mean...
We go with the flow.
You go with the flow. Yeah. You do it, you know.
You go with the flow. And that rhymes.
Right? Bo?
Doe?
It ain't no joke.
Who was that, Mitch? And where are they from?
The Bedroom Walls.
Again.
Yeah. What, have we played them before?
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Shit.
Pretty sure. Our listeners will fix that. We'll set us straight.
I'm losing it.
I think we played them like three or four shows ago.
Three or four shows ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there they are again.
Yeah.
And we didn't play that same track.
No, definitely not. They're batting 1,000 for us, though.
Doing okay.
And I'd like to keep them in the lineup.
They kind of remind me of the Red House Painters. No, that's not it.
Don't know.
Not the Red House Painters. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I think I ran through this last time we played them. Oh, they kind of remind me of...
Final Fantasy?
No.
No?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Everybody reminds you of everybody else at some point. It's all derivative, Dan.
When you were in a band, when you were in Daisy Chain, did you hate it when people say, yeah, you guys kind of sound like this, that, or the other?
Yeah, because they always said Pearl Jam.
Oh, diss. Well, was that Pearl Jam in the middle of 10 or Pearl Jam post 10?
Well, it was Pearl Jam before Versus came out. So.
Okay, so you're doing all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then we had to move on because, like, I don't know. Pearl Jam just kind of lost it after that.
Yeah,
I've tried really hard to like the rest of their stuff, and I just
me too
never did.
I never have dreams with famous people in them, but the one dream I had with a famous person in it was Eddie Vedder.
Oh yeah,
and Eddie Vedder and I were hanging out on a couch, and he turns to me and he says something like, "So what'd you think of our new album?" And I just, to be honest, Eddie, exactly, that's exactly what I said to him. I'm like, you know, Spin the Black Circle sucked. I'm sorry, you guys just need to take a hiatus.
You know, Stone Gossard needs to start writing your tunes again.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that was my only real brush with fame was that night.
A friend of mine ran into him at like some weird beach in Santa Cruz, and Eddie Vedder and his girlfriend were hanging out making little clay people. out of the back of his truck.
He's like, hey man, you want to come out and hang out and like meet some other people? That's very cool, huh? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. You must be a nightmare to understand on a mobile phone.
What? I can't understand you. Oh, you want to meet up with me?
Dude, enunciate.
Give me a key to contact.
That's the best impersonation I've ever heard you do. You're really getting his head with that one.
Yeah, thanks. Well, yeah.
Way better than the John Wayne.
What else should we play? We got a bunch of 2-minute songs, so let's just crack into them.
Okay.
How about Apples in Stereo?
And the world is made of energy, and the world is electricity.
Bed.
Dan,
she's totally loving your bed right now.
Dan, did you know that the world is made of energy?
Yeah. I was wasted in a hot tub once when I came up with that theory.
You mean like we're all just
vibrations, dude. We're all just vibrations.
It's like crazy.
It's all one giant cosmic rhythm, man.
It's like, you mean like we could be just like Earth could just be an electron circling some other atom.
Yeah. It could all just vibrate into nothing.
Wow.
Nothing, no.
Bro.
Hey, where's my beer? So that was the Apples in Stereo.
Yeah. I don't know if I liked it.
Well, but Mitch, what? Listen to this, because you,
it wasn't your pick. You don't have
no,
to
it wasn't my pick. But in the, it's sort of, I'm supposed to hate it. But in the theory of that, when you hear about a song from three unique sources, you gotta check it out. So far, we have two. You found that. My ex-girlfriend recommended that to me by email not too long ago.
Yeah,
and so now we're just waiting for the third.
But
and then the song's a classic.
I don't think that rule doesn't mean that it's good if you hear it from three people. It just means you have to check it out.
It just means it's probably pretty damn good. And if you don't think it's good, you better check your opinion.
It's because you might be swimming the wrong direction. Mm. Oh my God! Did you open the fridge, baby? I think we have to play Find That Smell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
hate that game.
But you're so good at it.
It's so rotten.
You guys have only lived here for like a month, and you're playing Find That Smell in the fridge. What do you buy?
I don't know.
Open jars of kimchi off the street, and you just bring them in?
That'll do it. That takes about a day.
Yeah. My friend, my old flatmate, Mark, and good friend, he had a phase in life where he was just huge on kimchi. I mean, he loved kimchi. And the moment you came home, you could tell if he'd been nipping at the kimchi. The whole house just stunk.
I love it, though.
That stuff is
so
really good. It's one of the best, worst-smelling foods I've ever had.
Have you ever been to one of those Korean barbecue restaurants where you can actually grill it on the table in front of you?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
I love it.
There's this place in LA that we always used to go to, and it was just, it makes eating out such an event, because you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get that meat and then we'll grill it.
Yeah. There was a place in San Mateo called, wait, was it a chain? The place you went? Juban? Was it called Juban?
No, Kobe Thai, or what was it?
That's a porn star, dude.
Oh, it is? What was it? What was it called? Kobe beef?
Kobe beef is the type of meat.
Kobe, no, what was it called?
Kobe, it could have been Kobe something.
No, I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was called Jenna Jameson and the three little elves.
Well, maybe she did open up a restaurant. You never know.
I don't think it would do that well.
Yeah.
Well, in LA, it probably would.
Well, it makes sense that. Anyway, let's change the topic.
Yeah. It's only going downhill from here. So, dude, you're wearing the shirt that you wore the first time I met you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. This is my best shirt.
Yeah, it's good. I can see your ribs.
I made an effort when I first met you, clearly.
Hi. what was that? It was at that party over in Newington Green.
Oh, yeah. My friend Katie's party.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her birthday. That was a funny one.
Yeah, that was.
We're on your first party in London. You had to play party games.
And it was Americans versus Brits.
Yeah, yeah.
That was weird.
She has a habit of that. She loves the dichotomy of the American and England.
Yeah, it's fine when you've been here for a while, but when you're first here, like, that's the last thing you want to
take. Well, it's a classic battle, really, one that's really rooted in history.
It is.
So I think it was valuable that we reenact, you know, what our forefathers went through.
I think so, because, you know,
via Britney Spears trivia,
we're separatists.
Yeah,
you know, at our core.
Yeah,
or at least I am.
But who won that evening? Who won the classic battle?
I think the Americans.
I think the Americans.
Yeah! USA! High five!
I think I remember chanting that at some point.
You settled right into that party. I remember you and Renika both just settled right in. Like, party games? Yeah! Bring it on. Party games.
Well, we didn't know we had a choice. Really.
No, you didn't really have a choice. You were held hostage. The room was formed in a circle, too, and you can't break the circle once you've settled into it. Oh, I hate the circle.
Let's play some punk rock, band, Dan. I know you got some.
Yeah, we got The Descendants. This is a classic. Everyone's going to love this. Yeah.
Is that it?
Wasn't that?
That was so fast.
Do you remember that song as being one of the features from Pump Up the Volume? I seem to remember that.
I Like Food?
Yeah.
No, but I loved that movie
when
I was a kid. Was it you that said, don't see it again
don't
when you're an adult?
Dare see it again or you will destroy the fantasy of how great it was.
I guess that's kind of what we're doing right now, aren't we?
Yeah.
A little pirate radio station here in the Midwest.
Oh yeah.
Only it's not pirate radio and it's not the Midwest.
And we're not angst-ridden teenagers with divorced parents. Or at least mine aren't.
That was sort of like the 90s answer to Footloose.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Oh God.
Every decade has their version of that movie.
Yeah.
What was it? What's
the 2000
version? What's the 2000 version?
The aughts?
Yeah.
Good question. Oh, is it one of those like car racing ones, like Need for Speed or whatever?
Oh, to Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. Yeah, Fast and Furious. Maybe it's that.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know, but are there any like parents that are in that are trying to say like, no, you can't do that. You'll
get a job.
Yeah.
Go flip burgers and be responsible.
No, man. That's not what I do. You don't understand
me. No, come on. It's 8 Mile. Or whatever. Was it 8 Mile? The M&M one?
Yeah, yeah, that could be 8 Mile.
It's got to be 8 Mile. That has to be. That's it, right?
8 Mile.
What could compete with 8 Mile, ladies
and
gentlemen?
Was that 2000? Was that post?
That was definitely
just over the mark, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. M&M was like 2003.
Yeah. You only got one shot, Dan. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
And you can't blow it. You can't blow it. And he didn't.
No, I mean, he was really rapping.
Yeah. If it were a French movie, he would have. Like, and then it would have, the last hour would have been about his pure misery for how he blew it, his one chance. And that's the difference. I would like to see that version actually a lot more.
That's fucking hilarious. Well, on that note, let's get some other music in here. What do we got here? Oh, so should we go with a good one or a bad one? Because we went good.
You're prejudging the songs?
Bad, good, bad.
So it sounds like we should go good.
So we got to go. No, I Like Food was good.
Oh, yeah. I Like Food was definitely good.
I'm not prejudging anything. Okay. You decide. Here we go. stop looking at me, Swan. That's my friend's band.
So was that his name?
Swanson.
Matt
Swanson.
Man?
Matt.
Matt. Oh, Matt Swanson.
Yeah. We used to call him Swanee.
Swanee.
Yeah.
And you and you played water polo with him.
Yeah.
The swan can swim.
Well, I didn't play with him, but I used to coach with him. And my old roommate used to play with him. I didn't play water polo with him.
Was this in college?
Yeah. No, I after college. I coached with him after college. He played water polo at UCLA.
Oh, wow. Shit. So
we coached
at Swan was hot shit.
Yeah. No, he's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's you know, a good guitar player.
Wow. Did you play? You played in college?
In mini pop.
On the team and stuff?
For like 3 months.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you started drinking and partying?
Yeah. It was like, well, all these guys on this team, they want to go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I'm just bored.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. But that means you must have been pretty goddamn good in high school.
No.
To get in on the team.
I was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get recruited. I was just like a walk-on.
But you must have been like ripped to the tits. I mean, you must have been fit as all hell.
I couldn't gain weight to save my life.
Really?
I had drank a 2,500 calorie milkshake every morning.
Jesus!
For like a year.
Why didn't you just eat a Big Mac?
Because that's not enough. Is it? No. No way, man. 2,500 calories is a lot. That's like your daily,
Did you have tapeworms back then or something?
No, I was exercising 6 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It was crazy.
That's incredible.
It was like the only thing that could keep me studying. Because I was such a hyperactive kid that like unless I did the most strenuous sport like in school, like there was no way I was going to do anything but just like lose it in class, you know?
Man. Man, so, thank God for sports. You would have been the next shooting rampage in Palo Alto.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah.
God.
Man, so that was Mini Pop. And your coaching buddy's rock band in the Bay Area.
Yep.
Cool. They still play, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I think so. I think so.
I dig them. They have a My Bloody Valentine kind of feel to their guitars. You know, real kind of fuzzy and noisy, but beautiful and harmonic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dig it. I like that element quite a bit. It's really addictive to me.
Yeah. Well, that's Swanee.
Yeah.
The guitar.
Well done, dude.
Hey, Swanson. He's never going to hear this show. Mm. So there's really never.
Well, it's time to shoot him an email.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Played you on our show.
Yeah. How's the six pack?
Like I told you we were going to do 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it took me to find him.
You know, I lost the CD and they didn't have anything for free, or I didn't see it, but you said found it.
Yeah, I found
it. There it was. So cool.
Hmm. So Mitch.
Dan.
You've seen my bad news for the week.
I know, dude.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
I got in a motorcycle accident.
What's wrong with you?
I was being dumb. I was cruising through my neighborhood streets 100 yards from my house, as all accidents occur. And I was going too fast and I was thinking about a million other things and I crashed.
But you feel a little bit tough because you survived.
Because I survived and I went through the rest of my day and went to all my meetings and finished my work before I went to the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, that's hard.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. Well, I didn't realize it was broken until like the end of my last meeting at around 6:30 that night. And I was like, shit, I can't move my wrist anymore.
Oh no.
I better go to the hospital and have them take a quick look.
Oh
and
no.
They x-rayed it and I nearly passed out.
Wrong or
what?
I think you went and it didn't like set itself.
Yeah, well,
wrong.
It's just a fracture. So it's not a total break.
Got it.
And so I'm pretty lucky. I consider myself so lucky. So, this is like the bony hand of fate tapping me on the shoulder and saying, slow down, big guy.
Yeah.
You know, take it easy. And I could have been a lot worse.
Was it my little travel bag of bulls that was hanging out in the back of your bike
off weight? Yeah. Completely. I still have those in my studio, by the way.
I know. What the fuck, dude?
So every once in a while, I take your balls out of the bag and throw them around.
I need to play Bulls.
Fair enough. You got the yard for it.
Did you see the photos on the notesunderground.com of us playing Bulls?
No, I didn't see that they were up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
The pictures from the hog roast.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, I got a million more.
Nasty. Yeah. But nobody put any photos on and tagged him with Notes Underground. So,
well, not everyone has a Flickr account.
Yeah, well, Kiwi Andy, I mean, where are you, bud? I thought that was your whole plan.
Our show just wasn't inspiring enough. We gotta sit up. We gotta straighten up, tighten our ties, and be more inspiring.
I guess so.
Yeah, tell you the truth, Mitch, I've been slacking on the promotions.
You're not telling people.
I haven't been emailing the bands. I haven't been telling them, check us out. I've been a little busy, but I'm gonna come back.
I don't know. I don't email very many bands either. Do they get when you email bands and tell them that we played them? Do they get excited?
Yeah, most of them usually write back and say, "Hey, thanks a lot."
Do they tell their friends and their fans?
Well, who knows? Who knows? That's of course the knock-on effect that everyone hopes for.
That's what we should ask for.
Yeah, tell everyone.
Yeah,
come on, that won't make a difference.
We should say, dude, post a bulletin on your MySpace page.
Well, that's what I do. I do it as a comment.
Right.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone will get a chance to click. Because I know a little HTML. I know the whole, left bracket ahref thing.
Href.
Yeah. Href, whatever the hell that means.
Hey,
I know how it works.
I'm Dan. I can do ahref.
Yeah. It's the only thing I remember from HTML. And the br.
And what?
Br. Line break.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, dude.
BR is solid.
It's like me in Spanish.
I use BR more than any other HTML tag. Hands down.
Maybe we should start the HTMLEs.
It's a good
HTML tag awards.
It's a good fix me up, I just want it to go down a little bit more. Oh, there it is. Okay.
It's all you need.
Hey. Doesn't even matter, You don't even have to have a complex web page to use a BR tag.
No.
Wow. Geeky stuff. How about some music? All right. To talk to you any other way, I'll sit here beneath my veil, listen to what you say, telling me you're leaving with him in the morning. What a shame! Oh, what a shame! Maybe if I wasn't so messed up, if my mind was a little clearer, I could have led you nearer, held you a little dearer. Oh well.
Yeah.
other podcasts I can do. People are asking for me.
I'm sure there are. Damn, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've upset you. But
by the way,
the show must go on.
In my writer, it says three Nebuchadnezzars of Magnum, of Magnus Snyder. So where's my third Nebuchadnezzar of Magnus?
In your what?
My writer.
Your writer?
Do you ever go on thesmokinggun.com? You don't? No?
No.
It's a great website because on that website, they have all the writers, which is the contract that famous artists have with the venue, saying what has to be provided for the artist in their room, in their dressing room.
Yeah, I got it.
And it goes into the details, and they go through these writer contracts and they highlight the bits that are crazy, and they let you just cut straight to the chase. So like Mariah Carey wants, you know, like 17 bottles of freshly melted, like Arctic glacier water, you know, unlabeled with a squeege of lemon and a dash of zebra milk. You know, like that kind of like bizarre stuff, you know, and like it cuts straight to the crazy, which is really fun to read sometimes.
What's it called?
Thesmokinggun.com.
That's the whole point of the site?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Well, they do that, and they also do every time a star gets arrested or is in a major lawsuit, they go through the lawsuit papers and the arrest papers, and they show the mug shots, and they highlight the crazy. You know, that's the thing, is they highlight the crazy. So like if the star gets arrested, it shows the police report and it cuts straight to the interesting lines and shows you the interesting lines of the police report. Like, you know, police officer caught, you know, Hugh Grant, you know, in half conscious state of ecstasy with hooker in the back of car, you know, like that kind of stuff.
My friend was on that website.
Really?
Involved in that?
Yeah,
that was my friend. Yeah, my friend Ken.
Oh my, dude.
Bigs up, dude.
So, in case people didn't hear, Renika's buddy was being videotaped by a fertility clinic, basically donating, right?
No, sorry, not a fertility.
No. A sperm bank.
Sperm bank, basically. Yeah.
Donating. Okay, right. I read about this because it was some of the employees planted a webcam or something, and then were selling the footage on gay sites or something like that.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
It was something like that. But I mean, that was a webcam thing, and then distributing it over the web, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know about that bit. I just know it was like this whole big thing,
he took him to court.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's why. Fight I mean, the power. That's the whole reason the whole thing.
But wait. How can you? What kind of damages can you get for now being for not wanting to be, but now being a gay icon in Australia?
That's a very good question.
Is that true?
Well, personally, I would love to be able to walk into a party saying I'm a gay icon, but
you can.
I don't know if I would sue anyone for damages.
I can arrange that for you, dude.
Try it. Yeah.
Okay, next time. You know, Mitch, I'm a gay icon in Australia. Now, where's my drink?
You got your Magners. That's how it all started. It's the Magners. It was the Magners conversation.
Was it?
Yeah, you were talking about what stars to get in their dressing rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got...
We've got two.
Two.
Nebuchadnezzars, or so I like to say, of Magners.
Of Magners.
Yeah.
And our show.
So that's our writer. Yeah. That's Mitch's rider. I got to bring the Nebuchadnezzars.
Well, you're already on the road, you know? You're on your way over here.
It's my pleasure. And you're always like tangled in wires when I show up, you know? So it's fair enough. You know, you do a little work, I give you a little reward. And soon you'll have a Pavlovian response.
That's over my head, bro. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, you know what the dogs... Where like
another,
you're gonna expect every time I
tangled in wires.
Yeah, you're gonna get thirsty for beer.
That's definitely true.
Mm.
That's probably why Renika won't let me mess around with the wire cupboard on the weekends,
because it's one step closer to alcoholism.
Because I'm just right there.
Yeah.
Next thing I'm gonna want to do is want a Magners. I feel like Pavlov.
Dogs.
Yeah. What is that? What are the dogs? I don't get it.
He had these dogs. I don't know what breed they were. I want to say Dalmatians, but I'm probably wrong. Anyway, he did this experiment where before he would feed them, he would ring a bell, right? Uh-huh. And he did this repeatedly. So he'd ring a bell and then feed them, ring a bell and then feed them day after day after day, until it got to the point where all it took was for him to ring the bell for them to start salivating.
Of course.
Right.
Right.
Because they immediately start to associate one thing with the next. And it's this sort of rote memory association where it's like your brain just automatically cuts straight to some body function based on a learned response kind of thing. And so, yeah, Pavlovian's dogs, Pavlov's response. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a Russian kind of a thing.
Yeah, mind control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Communist, definitely a communist experiment.
Maybe if I drink Budweiser when I watch Blockbuster movie, I will want to see Blockbuster movie every time I drink Budweiser. Huh?
Eh?
Okay. Now for another music gaming to play.
There is a direct victim. Thou shalt not worship pop idols or follow lost prophets. Thou shalt not take the names of Johnny Cash, Joe Strummer, Johnny Harmon, Desmond Dekker, Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, or Syd Barrett in vain. Thou shalt not think that any male over the age of 30 that plays with a child that is not their own is a paedophile. Some people are just nice. Thou shalt not read NME. Thou shalt not stop liking a band or comedian just because they've become popular. Thou shalt not question Stephen Fry. Thou shalt not judge a book by its cover. Thou shalt not judge Lethal Weapon by Danny Glover. Thou shalt not buy Coca-Cola products. Thou shalt not buy Nestle products. Thou shalt not go into the woods with your boyfriend's best friends, take drugs and cheat on him. Thou shalt not fall in love so easily. Thou shalt not use poetry, art or music to get into girls' pants. Use it to get into their heads. Thou shalt not watch Hollyoaks. Thou shalt not attend an open mic and leave as soon as you've done your little song or poem, you self-righteous prick. Thou shalt not return to the same club or bar, week in, week out, just because you once saw a girl that you fancy that you're never going to talk to anyway. Thou shalt not put musicians and recording artists on ridiculous pedestals, no matter how great they are or were. The Beatles were just a band. Led Zeppelin, just a band. The Beach Boys, just a band. The Fall, just a band. The Clash, just a band. Crass, just a band. Fugazi, just a band. The Cure, just a band. The Salvation Army, just a band. Rancid, just a band. The Pixies, just a band. Peggy Sue and the Pirates, just a band. I Shouted Gun, just a band. Block Party, just a band. The Arctic Monkeys, just a band. The Next Big Thing, just a band. That shall give equal worth to tragedies that occur in non-English speaking countries as to those that occur in English speaking countries. That shall remember that Guns, Bitches and Bling were never part of the Four Elements and never will be. Your love alone is not enough, not enough, not enough. Thou shalt not pimp my ride. Thou shalt not scream if you want to go faster. Thou shalt not move to the sounds of the wickedness. Thou shalt not make some noise for Detroit. When I say hey, thou shalt not say ho. When I say hip, thou shalt not say hop. When I say he say, she say, we say, make some noise. Kill me. Thou shalt not quote me happy. Thou shalt not shake it like a Polaroid picture. Thou shalt not wish your girlfriend was a freak like me. Thou shalt spell the word Phoenix P-H-E-O-N-I-X, not P-H-O-E-N-I-X, regardless what the Oxford English Dictionary tells you. Thou shalt not express your shock at the fact that Sharon got off with Brad at the club last night by saying, is it? Thou shalt think for yourselves. And most importantly of all, thou shalt always kill. Lesac versus Pip Karaoke in 5, 4, 3. She was waiting at the station. He was getting off the train. He didn't have a ticket, so he had to bum through the barriers again. The ticket inspector saw him rushing through and said, girl, you don't know how much I missed you, but we'd better and she said, bye. Rise and shine, growing up in the eyes of the wise, in the gaze of a city on a roll at your best, on the crest of a wave, born again in the smile of a child on the train. We can go take a leap, we can breathe, we can feed on the fruits of the earth and the process. Meets and grows by the grace of the great, and the girl in the songs of the misunderstood. Clear blue skies, day, dreamer, sitting on the scene, soaking up the sun. He is a real lover, making up the past and feeling up his girl like he's never felt a bigger before. Without you, I can't imagine being alone. Without you, I can't see how much I've grown. 'Cause you made me what I am today. Have you gave me all that I can take? I lost my head when I found my heart. But now with neither, I've fallen all apart. With this voice and cord, I'll tell you from the start, she never wanted me. Shall I play some more? I don't know, should we leave it there? Let's leave it.
Wow.
That was Dan Lesac.
Dan.
Many of our listeners have probably seen the video.
Dan Lesac.
L-E-S-A-C. Maybe I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Where's he from?
He's from these parts somewhere. In England. Great Britain.
England.
Maybe.
Is he from England, mate?
I can't tell with the accents. I'm still trying to figure out one accent from
you mean
another.
You can't tell when someone's speaking in an English accent, man?
Dude, I think you're a little Irish there.
Yeah. I'm not doing Irish. That's like Liverpool.
No, I think no. Don't even try. All of our British listeners will just beat you down. They'll just beat you down.
They're kind of barfing right now and I'm trying to do it.
Good effort, though. You're far better than I could ever do.
At least I'm trying. At least I'm willing to look like an idiot.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Making me look better.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're a gay porn icon. I can't look any better than that.
No, you can't. Not with a six-pack like this.
Yeah.
Whoa. No, so Dan Lesac, he's doing pretty well. His video's been getting around. It's a good song, the first bit. The second bit of that, I think, were lyrics from a Pet Shop Boys song. I may be mistaken, though. And once he starts to sing, you start to see the limits. But he was that first bit was awesome. Thou Shalt Not Kill.
So
yeah.
Pet Shop Boys, Dan Lesac. You know, I was thinking about some of the bands that we played. CSS is going crazy.
They're blowing up.
They're huge.
Colossal.
They played at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Drew Barrymore was probably dancing to them.
Silver Sun Pickups.
Mm-hmm.
They played at Coachella.
Silver Sun Pickups did too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, they're partying with the stars, those kids.
Big time.
And you knew them when they were just a little supernova, like
They came and hang out in my living room.
Yeah.
You know? It's good times. So, I got one last track.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my internet, even though it had finally arrived, I fucked it up.
You tried to go airport extreme.
I know, it's so stupid. Airport extreme. It should be called airport. Oh my God, this is really complicated.
Airport extremely impossible.
Yeah. Airport. Yeah. Nice try, buddy. Unless you got some guy named Brad hooking you up.
Yeah.
Brad, the IT guy.
It's not plug and play.
It's not.
It's plug and gay.
Plug.
That's horrible. But it rhymed.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Your part
when the night turns cold.
Will you help me start a fire? Would you be running for the door? I don't need you anymore. I need someone to take me higher. Would you save me for some good reason? Would you save me for my heart? Would you be my hand to hold and I could take your part?
When the night turns cold,
will you help me start a fire? Would you be running for the door? I don't need you anymore. I need someone to take me higher. Won't you take me higher? I've got a head that remembers, but a heart that forgives. And I wonder if I'll ever know where I wanna live. And I'll take care of, yes I do. So let me walk away. I'll be back for our love another day. And when the night turns cold, when the night turns cold, will you help me start a fire? Would you be running for the door? I don't need you anymore. I need someone to take me. When the night turns cold, when the night turns cold, will you help me start a fire? Would you be running for the door? I don't love you anymore.